Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is from both the Old Testament reading and our Gospel reading, specifically John 3:16. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham," and he said, "Here I am." He said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." Dear friends in Christ, living up here in Tehachapi, I don't have to tell you that mountains are majestic. They absolutely are. Mountains inspire us. Mountains have a symbolic meaning for us. I mean, think about it. One of my favorite songs from one of my favorite musicals is "Climb Every Mountain," right? Mountains, well, they're amazing geological structures. Some people can't live far away from them, and others can't help but climb the mountains. But do they also sometimes cause us terror and dread? I sometimes think about Sir Edmund Hillary. You know, they asked him why he climbed, that he was the first one to climb Mount Everest. And I often wonder, you know, the question they asked him, why did you climb, why did you risk life and limb and all of this? Why did you climb that mountain? And he said, because it was there. Okay. Sometimes mountains can actually cause us dread or terror. Maybe not us today in this day and age, but maybe in the days of the westward expansion. You know, those people that were coming west, when they saw the mountains, did that cause them fear and dread? Did they see these obstacles, the Rocky Mountains in the way, and then the Sierra Nevadas, they're sitting there right in their way? Were they overwhelmed by these obstacles that were there? And I don't know, but I probably was. They looked at them and feared a little bit. I don't know about them. But I knew that in our text, Abraham must have been overcome when the mountain in Moriah came into view. So the Lord had come to him and instructed him to take his son, his only son, into Mount Moriah and to offer him up, to sacrifice him on an altar there on Mount Moriah. Abraham was faithful. Abraham trusted God. So he loads up a donkey with wood, and he headed for the region of Moriah. And you wonder, have you ever thought about what a journey that must have been? Knowing what was going to happen at the very end? He knew what was laying ahead of him. But Isaac, of course, he's a boy. He's clueless. What do you talk about with your son, your only son, given in your old age? What do you talk about? How do you act? What do you say when you absolutely know that at the end, the death of your child at your own hands lies in your path? How do you say the things that need to be said without giving away why you're going on this journey in the first place? Must have been an amazing journey, an awful journey, a journey with the promise of death as your companion the whole way. And then after 3 days, Abraham lifts up his eyes and he sees Mount Moriah. The time had come. What we see in our Hebrews message, in our Hebrews reading, is that sin requires sacrifice. Blood must be shed to pay the price. Payment has to be made in order to satisfy the death. Sin had actually exiled man from God, and the only way to actually return from that exile is to pay the price that's demanded, and the price is blood. So to satisfy the payment that was demanded of him, Abraham prepares to offer up his only son. And what does Isaac do? Did you notice anything that was there in the text? It was kind of interesting. Isaac, Abraham, when they're at the foot of the mountain, they sit there and stay here, and he says to the other men, verse 6, and Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. Isaac bears the wood upon which he will himself be sacrificed up the mount. And then he asks his father, I wonder if he didn't say, Abba, where's the lamb for the sacrifice? Daddy, where is it? He knows there has to be bloodshed in order for sin to be atoned for. He knows the ritual. He knows, and he wants to know, where's the sacrifice that we're going to make? And Abraham's heart, that father's heart must have just been ripped to shreds when he saw the look in his boy's eyes. How do you answer? What do you say? What else could he say? He responds in faith, maybe even with tears that are pushing at his eyes, and says, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering. Abraham has faith. Abraham trusted. Abraham knows that the Lord will indeed provide the lamb for the sacrifice, but is the lamb Isaac? He doesn't know. And it's that very thing that he doesn't know that maybe makes his feet drag and his heart sag as he goes up the hill. Is the sacrifice Isaac? Yet Abraham still, what does he do? He builds the altar. He arranges the wood, binds up his son, and lays him on the wood. Then he raises his hand, and the Lord stays his hands. And then the Lord indeed does provide a sacrifice, a ram that's caught in a thistle nearby. Thus it is said, on the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. This account is so powerful, it's so intense, the drama is so intense, and Abraham's faith is so shocking, and the rescue was so amazing that the Hebrew people will actually later build the temple to the Lord on this very mount, on this very hill. This hill, this mountain is where God is going to dwell with his people. This mountain is Mount Zion. The interesting thing, the amazing thing here is that the Hebrew people actually revere this account of Abraham and Isaac. They revere it so highly that it has its own title, its own place in the Hebrew faith, the Jewish faith. They call it Akedah, or Akedah. In Hebrew, the word Akedah means binding, binding. Isaac is actually the only sacrifice that is bound and laid upon an altar in the Old Testament, the only one. He's the only one that is offered as a that is to be sacrificed alive. Now, all the other sacrifices are killed and then they're placed on the altar as their blood is poured and it's sprinkled over the people. Isaac is the only bound sacrifice, the only living sacrifice in the Old Testament. And in the rest of the Bible, there's only one more. On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. On this mountain, the sacrifice of the only begotten Son of God, that sacrifice will be provided too. See, he too is bound, is an actual bound sacrifice when he is nailed to the tree to suffer and die. And so sin, our sin, your sin, my sin, sins of the whole world, has actually exiled us from God. And blood is the required payment. And on the mountain, on that mountain, the Lord provides. The Lord provides. the sacrifice that takes place on actually takes place on another mountain, Mount Calvary. You see, Jerusalem is built on seven hills. Mount Moriah is where Mount Zion is. The sacrifice of Jesus takes place on Mount Calvary. Here, Jesus actually carries his wood, the wood of the tree, the cross that he is required to take to the top of that mountain, Mount Calvary. And from that tree on that mountain, the actual blood of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world is brought to Mount Zion. See, Christ actually brings his own blood to the temple. His own blood into this temple through the curtain and into the most holy place. The temple curtain is ripped in two. The blood of the Lamb is poured out upon the mercy seat. And the Lord provides the final sacrifice for all of the sins of the whole world. I don't know if you noticed the other thing that's similar here. Abraham is taking a three-day journey to offer up to Mount Moriah prior to the sacrifice of his son. Jesus takes a three-day journey as well. His journey follows the sacrifice. For 3 days, he lies in the tomb. For 3 days, the grave holds him. But on that third day, Jesus is lifted up to a new life, a glorious resurrection. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Gave his son, his only son, if I can paraphrase. That whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God provided his son, his only son, as the sacrifice that was required for sin. And all who believe in him, well, they shall not perish. Because God provides everlasting life on this mountain. Right on this mountain. So Mount Moriah to Mount Zion. A return from exile. We who've been exiled from the presence of God by our sin have been returned to his presence. We've been returned to the presence of God. We've been restored to his face, reunited on this mountain. You see, on this mountain, God provides his only son, and he provides a bloody payment for our sin. On this mountain, as the curtain is actually ripped in two, the gates of heaven are thrown open. The gates of heaven are thrown open to all those who believe and call upon his name. Brothers and sisters in Christ, on this mountain, the Lord provides. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And now,